Hi, I'm Roy Spencer of PermaSeal. For over 45 years, we've helped over 500,000 homeowners make their homes drier, healthier, and more valuable. Our warranties are transferable and estimates are free. Call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Today's Cool Products and Services show is sponsored by Level 10 Coatings, Chicagoland's concrete coating experts at level10coatings.com. Now back to Lou talking to Level 10 Coatings right here on 720 WGN.
Welcome back to House Smarts Radio. Lou Manfredini with you. And I have a question about the quality of the concrete in your basement or your garage. You know, I get a lot of those questions, right? It just looks terrible. I don't know what to do. I tried that store-bought product and it looked great when I was done and it didn't last. Well, I'm sure that you have seen, me too, right? A lot of ads and a lot of different companies out there that are going to come out and do this work for you. And the thing is that the product now has changed quite a bit. It's more heavy duty than what was available before. One such company is called Level 10 Coatings. Joining me on the phone line is Creighton Caudill from Level 10 Coatings. Creighton, good morning and welcome to House Smarts Radio.
Good morning. Thank you, Lou, for having me.
Tell me a little bit about Level 10 Coatings.
Absolutely. Yeah, Level 10 Coatings. We are a concrete coatings installation company based out of Northwest Indiana. We service Northern Indiana and the suburbs of Chicago. And we do exactly what you mentioned. We solve that problem of cracked, stained, pitted concrete and install a beautiful floor coating that transforms a space and gives you a durable, easy to clean coating that is designed to last 20, 25 years, if not more.
And that's really because the technology of what's being used now is different, right? It's no longer, you know, just a traditional epoxy. There's more technology, and what you're putting down really holds on well.
That's right, Lou. Products have come a long ways over the last 10 years, and they have far superior technologies within them compared to your standard workhorse epoxies or even, you know, DIY epoxies that people can get their hands on.
Yeah.
You know, when people think of an epoxy floor, they typically think of a Rust-Oleum DIY kit you can purchase from a big box store.
Yeah.
Where you clean the concrete, you roll it on, you throw a little bit of the flake or chip, and you may or may not put a top coat on. And that's usually what people resonate an epoxy floor with. Or even if you had it professionally done 10, 15, 20 years ago, it was still a great product where it was, you know, people were prepping the floor properly by diamond grinding it, installing an epoxy, a flake, and then what's really evolved is the top coat. The top coat used to be commonly installed was epoxy. That was pretty much an industry standard, and it's evolved into what's called polyaspartic. Polyaspartic is UV stable and does not yellow or amber like your standard epoxy did. Most of the time people would open their garage and after 2, 3, 4 years of spending thousands and thousands of dollars on a coating, the top coat would yellow and amber, and it was not a good look.
Right.
So there's some great base coats and top coats out there now that allow us to do these coatings in any temperature all year round that are more flexible and more durable than your standard epoxy and don't yellow and give you a long-lasting coating for your investment.
So, Creighton, take me through the process. So you mentioned grinding. I mean, these coatings, just like any good paint job, right, the secret sauce is in the prep work you do before you actually put it down.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. The process is very, very straightforward. It's a one-day process. The first step of the process is not cleaning the concrete, but is grinding the concrete. And the reason you grind it is to create what you call a surface profile and to open up the pores and so that way you can get a mechanical bond that is unbreakable versus just acid etching, power washing, or cleaning the concrete. So it all starts with the prep. And then from there is the repair, filling, you know, fixing the hairline cracks, salt pits, things of that nature. then your base coat, you throw your flake, and then you apply your top coat.
Mm. And when you put that base down, you talked about that bond, right? When you grind that, you basically have like a giant, like a floor scrubber, but instead of scrubbing, you're grinding, right? So if the concrete had that kind of shiny finish on there, you're taking that off to expose some of the aggregate in the concrete, correct?
Exactly. We're taking that sealer off the concrete and opening up the pores with a state-of-the-art diamond grinder. Hmm. Usually they're anywhere from 20 to 30 inches big. You got to choose the right tooling to put on the bottom of them to depending on the hardness of the concrete, so that way you can create that bond for your base coat.
And so you mentioned that this is a one-day process. So what do you folks do? Does a homeowner like empty out their garage, or do you help with that, or what's that process like?
It's a good question. Obviously, some of us have a lot of things in our garage. we try to make this
right.
So we come across all situations, and we try to make this process as hassle-free as possible. So we have a couple of trade partners that we can work with, where a pod can be delivered if needed to move your items out to keep them safe, dry, and secure. And then if needed to assist moving heavy items the morning of, typically we'll help move a fridge or a tool bench or something of that nature.
I see.
Just depending on how many items it is, we don't, obviously you're making a large investment, and time is the most valuable resource you have. And we don't want it to be a daunting task to people. However, the one thing I can say is that people love doing these floors because it kind of forces them to get organized and declutter a lot of items they have.
Right, right. I mean, you mentioned the fact that you can do this any time of year, so here we are in the fall, but temperature, because of what you're doing and these types of products, is not an issue for you? I mean, you can do this in December, even January?
Yeah, absolutely. We install floors all year round, 365. Rain, snow, or shine, we grind is what we say, as my brother has coined, which is a good phrase. We change our base coat based on the seasonality. So
sure.
There's different curing speeds for different times of the year. So we use a little bit of a faster curing product in the winter that gives us the ability to install these coatings as low as negative 10 degrees. I could show you a picture of last year with a truck and trailer running at a house when there was 2 inches of snow on the ground, and it was like negative 16 with the wind chill. We bring heaters and obviously try to control the working environment so that way it's warmer for our guys. But there's very few far days that we can't install floors, you know, due to weather. And our products, we adapt based on the seasonality.
It says here you've got over 400 five-star Google ratings. Level 10 is the highest Google-rated concrete floor company in the area, which says a lot. You use your own trained employees, no subs, and then you also do basement and commercial floors as well.
Absolutely. Yep. So residential, we do a various amount of spaces. It's really evolved in the product. Because of the quality of the product there is nowadays, it allows you to do more than just a garage. So we do garages, basements, we do outdoor spaces as well, front porches, back patios, pool decks. It's a real good option for the basement this time of the year or any other interior space because, let's face it, we all get seepage or moisture or water in our basement at some point in time. Not all of us, but a lot of people in the Midwest.
Right.
And one common thing I've noticed is people get sick and tired of ripping up laminate vinyl plank or carpet or hardwood and throwing it out and redoing the basement, you know, every time they have to get it, they get it flooded and they get waterproofing done. So we come in and install a coating that can handle the moisture and is going to be there even if your basement floods. So it's a great solution that people are not even aware of that is out there as a service.
I understand here that you're running an offer right now. You mentioned WGN Radio, and you book a free consultation. You'll get $750 off of your project, plus a $75 Amazon gift card, or you can get 12 months of no interest and no payments. That's a pretty good deal. So if people want to learn more about this and have you come out and give a free consultation, how do they get a hold of you folks at Level 10 Coatings?
They can do one of two things. They can either fill out our contact form on our website, with their name, phone number, email, and our team call center will reach out to them very quickly, or they can call our office at 855-510-2628, and we can set up a free consultation, have a design consultant come out and look at their space and show them their options and give them all the information they need to determine whether it's an investment they want to make or not.
Give me that website so people can go check that out.
Of course. Website is level10coatings, COATINGS.com. Level10coatings.com.
Creighton Caudill is the with Level 10 Coatings, and if you're looking to transform the look of your garage floor, basement floor, pool deck, these folks can certainly help you out. Creighton, I appreciate you taking the time this morning. I hope you have a great rest of your day.
No problem, Lou. Thanks for having me on.
You're listening to House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. Our phone number is 857-5574-LOU, 857-557-4568. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be back right after this.